BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to The Archer's Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
It was terrible, Mum. Horrible. Blood everywhere. And this mummy thing, it was like a nightmare. Oh,
George said it was quite funny. Oh,
he's saying that to wind up Kira.
Wouldn't it have been real blood, though? Would it?
Kiddies don't know that, though, do they? And if you're paying 30 quid for a family ticket, is it too much to expect a family show?
Mm-hmm. And there was no warning it might not be suitable for
not
the little
a word.
Ones.
I thought I heard it ringing just now, Susan.
Oh, no, that was mine.
You lost your phone, Dad?
My brains, I reckon.
What are you doing on your feet, Neil? You're supposed to be resting.
I'm fine.
I have to say, Dad, you don't look fine.
I know I had my phone yesterday afternoon because I remember I was checking to see if there were any emails from Anna.
Oh, I reckon these spuds will need another 20 minutes.
Yeah, I thought I'd put it down on the coffee table.
Are you okay to strain the cabbage, Emma?
Yeah, of course.
You have to re-eat it in the microwave when the spuds...
Are you sure you ain't seen it, Susan?
No, sorry.
Maybe I'll just check the front room again.
Oh, could you make sure George isn't frightening Kira again, Dad?
Yeah, right you are.
I've hidden it.
What?
His phone.
Why?
Shh! The doctor told him he's got to rest as well as gentle exercise. But he was forever checking his emails and fretting about Barrow. Got it here.
What, underneath the tea towels?
The only place I could think of he wouldn't look. But I thought I'd switched it off. Well, it's off now.
I wouldn't like it if Ed hid my phone.
So, you were saying, last Friday been giving Kira bad dreams?
They should never have advertised it as a family fun day.
But they refunded your money, you say?
It should never have happened in the first place. I'm still not happy, and I'm not the only one.
Well, Geraldine said she thought we'd better cancel last night.
The whole thing?
No, just Attack of the Mummy. It's a lot of fuss about nothing. If it hadn't been for Roy collecting names and numbers of people who wanted refunds, I mean, in what universe is it any of his business?
He was probably just trying to help.
Well, I didn't ask for his help.
What are you going to do?
Oh, it'll all blow over. In the meantime, I'm leaving it to Geraldine to sort out. Hi, David. I'll see you inside.
Yeah, hi, Elizabeth.
How do you think she looks?
Elizabeth, fine. Is Ben back?
He's been out with Rory before he goes back to school, but yeah, he's in his room now.
Right, he and I need to have words.
What about?
Last night, in the Bull, I had a very interesting conversation with Brian, who chewed my ear off about the many virtues of his prodigal child.
Rory?
Well, it'd hardly be Kate, would it? He reckons he's a chip off the old block. He's convinced that Rory has inherited his sense of loyalty.
That doesn't sound like Brian.
Well, it gets better how Rory understands the true meaning of the gentleman's code.
Does he now?
Well, he might, but Brian obviously needs a refresher. Apparently, Rory has been joyriding in the home farm Land Rover. How about that for a gentleman's code?
On the roads?
Well, according to Brian, no, just on home farmland. He was caught by Will. He didn't seem too bothered about it.
And do you think Ben was involved?
Well, don't you?
Did Will mention Ben?
Not according to Brian.
So maybe he's not involved.
Oh, come on, love. Those two lads have been joined at the hip for the whole of half term.
Hey, you two. Mum wants to know when you want her to serve up.
I've got to deal with this.
Ruth? What's happened?
He thinks Ben's been joyriding and he's off to sort him out.
Lucky Ben.
Lucky?
Well, at least he has a dad to sort him out.
Yeah.
If only Freddie.
I know. Sorry, would you mind if I...
Oh, no, not at all. Go ahead.
Oh, great. It's Linda Snell again.
How would I know what Rory does when I'm not with him?
So, just to be clear then, Ben, you're telling me Rory has been taking out the home farm 4x4 all on his own?
I suppose.
And you've never once been out with him? Can you turn the music off, please? I'm going to ask you again. Have you ever been out with Rory while he has been driving the home farm Land Rover?
No.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a third time, Ben, but before you answer, I want you to think very carefully about the implications of not telling me the truth, because if you lie to me now and I find out later that you have been lying, I shall lose all respect for you and I shall never trust you again. Do you understand?
Yes, Dad.
So, have you ever been out joyriding with Rory?
Once or twice.
I see. And have you ever been behind the wheel yourself? Yes or no, please, Ben?
Yes.
Yes, you have driven the home farm Land Rover?
Yes.
And how about our pickup?
No.
The truth, please, Ben.
Just once.
And when was this?
Last Friday.
And when you finished having your fun, you put diesel in the tank.
How do you know?
Because when I drove it on Friday afternoon, it was practically empty, and this morning it was half full.
Yes, that was us.
Was that our own diesel, or...?
We drove it to the petrol station.
On the public road, underage, without a licence or insurance.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Have you any idea how stupid and dangerous that was?
I'm sorry.
I can hardly look at you, Ben. I am so angry and so disappointed.
Linda says the barn is still somewhat untidy, and can we do something about it, please, before the next rehearsal on Tuesday evening?
Isn't it too cold in there to rehearse?
Oh, David's given an old gas heater we had in the loft.
Does that help?
Honestly?
No. How are the rehearsals going?
I'm sure they will go fine, once Jim stops giving her pointers on the script.
Hasn't Linda finished it yet?
She was just telling me on the phone she's decided to shut him up by appointing him official script supervisor.
What does that mean?
I've no idea. You okay, Ben?
I'm going out.
But it's nearly lunchtime. What about your coat? He's going to freeze.
Freddie never likes wearing a coat either. Hope he's keeping warm.
You okay, Elizabeth? You seemed more... I don't know... optimistic last week. Freddie's all right, isn't he?
I presume so. I haven't heard. Well, not since Johnny went to see him. Sheila's going this week.
Jill was telling me. And she told me you're thinking of going to the fireworks tomorrow.
Sheila suggested it. She thinks we both need to get out and do things. Freddie always loved the fireworks.
Are you going to go?
I probably will.
David, if you're looking for Ben, he just went out...
I was right about the driving.
I thought you must have been. He looked pretty ashamed.
Well, we've got to do something.
What are you thinking of?
Grounding.
Isn't he a bit old for that?
Don't be too hard on him.
Well, we can't let him just get away with it.
We could get him to clean out the barn for Linda.
I thought we'd done that already.
Yeah, but she wants us to do it again. Only better.
Hey, that back don't seem to be getting much better.
Oh, no, it's a lot better. Be right as rain by Thursday.
What's Thursday?
Well, I'll be leading the ringing practice.
Oh, in your dreams, Neil Carter.
Oh, I'm going to be fine.
The doctor said it could take weeks.
Well, I've got to be fine. It's Remembrance Day next Sunday.
Oh, tell him, Emma. Perhaps he'll listen to you.
Well, sorry, Dad, but you don't look brilliant.
See? Thank you, love. Sure you won't stay for a cup of tea?
No, thanks. We better get back. I want to make sure the kids have got everything ready for school in the morning and check George has done his after-term homework.
So. Oh, I thought you were going to send them in here.
Yeah, I'll go and fetch them now.
I brought you a chocolate biscuit.
Oh, you're spoiling me.
Oh, you're worth it, Neil.
Feel like an old fraud with this back of mine.
No, you're not a fraud and you're not old.
I'm so worried about next Sunday, Susan.
I know you are, love, but you've got to look after yourself.
Yeah, the new ringers are going to need me there.
Weren't you telling me the other day how good Christopher's been getting?
Yeah, he's come on leaps and bounds. But
maybe he could take over from you.
Oh, he ain't got the experience, love, nor the confidence.
Why not speak to him anyway?
Look, if it was any other day, I would. But Remembrance Day, Susan, and the centenary of the end of the war.
I'll ask him to call round and you can have a word.
No point. I'm going to be well enough.
So how did Elizabeth seem to you?
At least she stopped bringing absolutely everything back to Freddy.
Well, I don't know about that. But I got the impression she's quite looking forward to the fireworks tomorrow night. Hopefully she's getting things back in perspective. What?
Ben, how could a child of ours do something so stupid?
I think you're going to have to let it go. He's said he's sorry, hasn't he? And he's made a really good start on that barn.
I keep seeing the pickup turned on its roof and him...
Don't. It didn't happen and it doesn't help. Why do you think he did it, though?
Because he's an idiot.
Ben is not an idiot.
Are you sure about that?
His face in the kitchen after you spoke to him in his room. He looked hollowed out.
Oh, so I got through to him. Isn't that a good thing?
It's been making me wonder what it must be like to be him. You and me living and breathing the farm. Pip and Josh working with us. The four of us forever talking about farm business. Maybe he feels on the outside. That the rest of us all have our places here and he's just a kid.
And this is a valid excuse for taking out the farm pickup and speeding and doing handbrake turns and heaven knows what else.
You're letting your imagination run away with you.
I can't help it.
My point is, do you think he'd have taken it out if he'd felt he had a proper stake in this place?
If you're trying to make excuses for what he did...
No, I'm not. But there's another thing too. Something Elizabeth said. She said Ben was lucky to have a dad to sort him out.
Ruth, is this actually leading somewhere?
Maybe.
Okay, I'm listening.
Well, you know, we've been talking about getting a new sheepdog now that Tig's ready to retire.
Yes.
I was wondering, maybe he could help you choose it and train it up. He's always been good with animals, and it'd be a way of involving him more.
Is this actually a serious suggestion?
And what was the name of that breeder on the Pennines you were telling me about?
You are being serious.
It's staff training at the college on Tuesday. Ben's got a free day. The two of you could go and take a trip up there. Have a look. You'd be spending some time with your son, but I think he'd enjoy that.
What, you're really suggesting that I reward him for his bad behaviour? Love, even if I thought it was a good idea, which I'm not sure I do, we don't need a new dog that soon.
Maybe the point isn't so much the dog as Ben. This business with the pickup, I think it shows we need to find a place for him on the farm.
Elizabeth?
Elizabeth? Geraldine, yes, sorry. I must have just... I'm sorry.
Our meeting?
Yes, so sorry.
I could come back later.
No, please, we're late already. I didn't realise I put my head on the desk. I've not been sleeping well, you see, so I'm sorry.
I do hope that you're not worrying about Halloween.
No, why would I be worrying about Halloween?
Friday.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, I have everything in hand.
Yes, of course you do, thank you.
The Hunt Ball, then?
I'm sorry?
Keeping you awake. Again, I think I have everything under control.
Yes, thank you.
So, about the Hunt Ball, there's some small things we ought to discuss.
Yes, yeah, Sheila's going to see Freddie on Wednesday.
Right. But before we talk about the Hunt
Ball... You know, I've got a list as long as my arm of things I want her to ask him.
So anyway, I was thinking maybe a debrief about the Halloween event.
But I thought you said you had everything in hand.
I do, yes. But I thought you should know, over the weekend I'm afraid there's been quite a few more complaints. Nothing I can't handle.
Oh, great, thank you.
But I wanted to check about our policy on refunds.
Oh, I wouldn't be giving any refunds if it weren't for Roy.
Well, we don't know that.
No, we'll refund the people who gave him their names on the night, but that's it.
You're sure that's what you want?
Well, I don't want to refund anybody.
OK, so shall I put a note on the website to that effect, along with an apology for any distress caused?
Lip salve.
I'm sorry?
Oh, Freddie gets dry lips this time of year. I must remember to give some to Shula. And I'll have to check whether it's on the permitted list. Will you excuse me, Geraldine?
Well, there was a lot of kerfuffle. But in the end, it was only a few of the mums and dads who weren't that happy.
Yeah, but I heard they had to cancel the show for the Saturday.
Yes, but then there was complaints about the cancellation.
Oh, poor Elizabeth can't win.
That's about the top and bottom of it. Lucky she's got that Geraldine beside her. Are you all right up there, Kenton?
Edna, I'm fine.
Where did you get them balloons, anyway?
Internet.
Oh, of course you did. Silly question. Nobody does proper shopping these days.
Good. Well, that's the last one. OK. Now, onward to the gunpowder punch.
Oh, I've not heard of that. What goes in it?
Oh, a bit of this, a bit of that.
Secret recipe, is it?
Want to try some?
Well, if you don't mind, Kenton, I think I might prefer some of that wine I can smell mulling. Jolene was telling me she's planning to sell it in a stall outside.
Well, that's the plan.
You two are really pushing the boat out. All these decorations in here and the lights outside.
Yeah, well, our tills were a bit too silent on Halloween night.
Yes, I heard about the Halloween quiz.
Well, fact is, we've got to do more to attract a young crowd.
Well, what's wrong with the older folk?
Oh, nothing, Bert. But, well, we can't afford to get a reputation for being too fuddy-duddy. Especially not with Toby taking a break from us till after Christmas.
Yes, between his gin and young Rosie, that boy's been running himself ragged.
We're going to miss him. Still, we've got an ad in the shop and on the website.
I heard a rumour that Joe Grundy was thinking of applying.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Is he in with a chance?
Haven't seen his application yet. Right, I'll just get rid of this ladder and get started.
Oh, it looks great in here. It's going to be a good night tonight.
Well, I hope you're right, Bert. We could really do with a business.
Good of you to drop in, Linda.
Well, I think we need to establish some terms of reference for your role as script supervisor.
Dramaturg, I think, might be a better
title. And while I'm here, I'd like us to talk about your role as the teller in the Franklin's Tale. Dramaturg.
Do take a seat.
Thank you.
I find Beethoven always helps these occasions along. How about a nice glass of sherry?
What?
I have a very acceptable fino, or, if you prefer something sweeter, an amontillado.
No, I'm not here to drink sherry.
Can sometimes help in lubricating the wheels.
Do I look like a motor car, Jim?
Ah, well, I hope you won't mind if I indulge.
Right, now, Jim, I have made a few bullet points on your role as script supervisor.
Buttered tea cake?
I beg your pardon?
Of course, these days one shouldn't. Not with the dreaded cholesterol, but I always think, once in a while, no harm. Can I tempt you?
No, thank you.
They're very good.
Perhaps we could get down to business.
Oh, pleasure, Linda. Surely not business.
About your role as script supervisor.
If I may interrupt you again.
Thank you, Jim, but I require neither food nor drink.
But I wanted to compliment you.
Compliment me?
Your adaptation of the Canterbury Tales. You made a very decent stab at it.
A decent stab?
Yes, not a bad start at all. Shall we begin, then?
Begin?
Our little chat. I have a few notes for you.
Duncan's walked out.
Yep.
Well, actually walked out.
Told me I could shove the job where the sun don't shine.
Wow.
He let me down yesterday. I'm well shot of him.
Well, I know he was late,
and he was late today.
How late?
15, 20 minutes.
It's not a lot.
He was making a point about me changing the rotor. I knew that, and I told him I wasn't prepared to put up with it, and he told me he was walking. He was rubbish with the pigs anyway.
Well, what does Neil say?
He doesn't know.
You haven't told him?
He's still on sick leave.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But if he's any sense, he'll say thank you. We don't need flaky staff. Come on, let's get a move on. I want a drink.
Yeah, there's something I want to ask you, Hannah, actually.
Oh, yeah?
About my Nuffield presentation thing in Glasgow. Only I've got a spare ticket, and I wondered if you'd like to come. See what all my studying's been for.
I don't know, Tom. It might be hard for me to get away from Barrow. Besides, I thought your mum and dad were going with you.
Yeah, they are.
What are they going to make of me being there?
Not sure I understand what you mean.
You don't think your mum might put two and two together and take it as a cue to go and buy herself a wedding hat?
No.
Really?
Maybe.
It's really nice of you, Tom, to ask me to your school prize giving.
It's a bit more than that.
I'm really touched, but how can I put it? No, Tar.
I should like to emphasise, Linda, there is a lot in your strip to enjoy. There is humour and pathos and a real understanding, I think, of interaction between character and story. But I can't help wondering if your reading of the text is necessarily as comprehensive as it could be.
Well, Jim, I came here this evening to discuss your role as script supervisor.
And I just wonder if you couldn't try to dig a little deeper, as indeed Chaucer does himself, where he echoes the theme of so many traditional folk tales, that true beauty lies within.
I think you'll find that that theme is already embedded in my script.
I just wonder if we could maybe try and tease it out a little more.
We?
As I say, Linda, your script is very creditable.
Jim, I don't know what you imagine the role of a script supervisor actually entails.
Dramaturg.
Script supervisor, Jim.
I just feel there are a few ways you could improve upon the text.
What I require from you, all I require from you, is to keep a close eye on the lines I have written and ensure the actors stick to my text.
Now, please believe me, Linda. I offer my comments in a comradely spirit of creative support. Perhaps you might like to have another pass at the script and let me have it back for comments before the next rehearsal.
That will not be necessary. And perhaps, Jim, rather than indulging in some sad fantasy of conducting a tutorial for some callow undergraduate, you should concentrate on learning your lines.
I don't mean for one minute to offend. I can only repeat that there is much to admire within your script.
And there you have it, Jim. It is my script. Mine. I have written it. I will direct it. And if any of the actors deviate from the lines as I have written them, you, I hope, will be sure to set them on the right path. I wish you good night.
Freddie loves fireworks on the green. Always has, right from a little boy. You know Shula's going to see him on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's great that he's agreed to see her.
She'd agree to see me.
He will, Elizabeth, I'm sure, very soon.
I wish I could believe that.
There's Shula over there, by Fallon's hot chocolate stand.
I'd better go and join her.
Oh, perhaps stop off and buy a couple of mulled wines on the way?
Just have a hot chocolate.
Oh, come on, sis. Where's your family loyalty?
Henry's enjoying that sparkler. Look at him. He's been a ninja warrior.
Oh, well, I'm not so sure. He told me yesterday he doesn't like karate anymore.
I thought he loved it.
Yeah, he's a kid. He's allowed to change his mind.
Oh, I do love bonfire night.
Well, more than Halloween?
Oh, yeah, much more. My dad always had a bonfire in the back garden. This was before he left. He'd have a big pile of garden clippings and Mum would do sausages on the barbecue and we'd all be allowed to stay up late. And when Dad came in to kiss us goodnight, he'd smell of wood smoke and tomato ketchup. After he left, we just went to the local park like everyone else. And that was all right, but yeah.
Oh, I think that's me. Oh, it's Natasha.
What does she want?
She's confirming she can definitely come and see us tomorrow.
I didn't know that was on the cards.
Well, she was in touch last week asking if she could visit. She wants to persuade us to take on a regular order for her fruit drinks in the farm shop.
You didn't say?
It's Helen's decision, not mine.
But Natasha's messaging you.
Well, she's my friend, isn't she? I'm really pleased she can make it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic.
I ain't seen you at the fireworks before, young Geraldine.
Oh, it's my partner's idea. Oh, he's like a kid on Guy Fawkes Nightbird. He's gone off to buy toffee apples.
My Frida used to make toffee apples on bonfire night. Delicious they were, till my dentures got in the way.
But that woman over there,
yeah,
30-ish, dark hair, grey scarf, do you know who she is?
Yeah, that's Emma Grundy.
Oh, she was at the Halloween thing last Friday, made a bit of a fuss.
Well, not just a bit, as I recall.
She keeps giving me the evil eye.
Well, she didn't like that bleeding mummy on Friday one little bit.
Oh. Well, to be honest, I agree with her. Oh, the poor children.
Still, I'm glad to see you out enjoying yourself.
I'm glad to be at something where I'm not responsible for a single thing.
Elizabeth's smiling as well over there. Her and her sister look grinning like a couple of kids.
Oh, poor woman.
She's had so much to deal with.
Well, and so have you.
Oh, I'm just doing what I'm paid for.
Well, there's no just about it. You've been going above and beyond.
It's been a tough time for Elizabeth. I'm happy to do what I can to help.
But you've got to look after yourself as well.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the worst is behind us now. Look, look, the light in the bonfire.
You must be Natasha.
Hello.
Tom's dad.
Hello, Mr. Archer. It's good to meet you.
Oh, Tony, please. Welcome back to Bridge Farm.
Thank you, Tony.
Tom's talked a lot about you and the rest of the Nuffield group. How's your speech going?
Yeah, moving forward, I think. It was nice to be invited back to do one.
I'm sure it'll be terrific.
I hope so.
Natasha!
Oh.
You're here.
Hey, Tom.
Sorry, I got caught up with my leeks.
I understand you've come to talk to Helen about your fruit drinks.
I'm hoping I can persuade her to put in a regular order.
Well, I should think so long as you can offer her an attractive deal.
I'll do my best.
But didn't I hear her say the meeting was scheduled for 11?
Yes, I'm early. I'm having a cup of coffee first with Tom.
And here I am.
Oh, and Pat was wondering if you might like to stay on for a spot of lunch.
Oh, that'd be great. Yes, please. If you're sure it won't put you out.
Oh, no, no. More the merrier. I'll go and tell her. See you later, then.
Thank you.
So? Natasha?
Tom?
Hello?
Hello?
Coffee?
I thought you'd never ask.
How were the fireworks last night?
Yeah, they were okay.
I hear you had a chat with Auntie Elizabeth.
You've got spies everywhere. Sorry.
How did she seem?
All right, I think. Wanted to know if I'd heard from Freddy, as if I would, but yeah, she seemed okay.
All right. Your Auntie Shula was telling me that Uncle Kenton put on quite a show inside the pub as well.
You had to be there, Dad. Shiny decorations hanging down from the ceiling, balloons that said bang, a totally wild gunpowder punch.
Which I trust you didn't sample.
Dad, of course not.
Okay. So, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
That breakfast just now in the service station, was it or was it not totally disgusting?
Don't think my egg was as bad as yours.
How was your bacon?
Pretty terrible.
Sausages?
Yeah, nasty.
Yeah. And is it just me, but why did the tomatoes have to come from a tin?
And the mushrooms. And some of the staff, by the look of them.
I am awash with stale grease. Actually, your mum and I were sorry not to be at the Bull last night to support Kenton and Jolene. Shula said that even with all the decorations and what have you, it was very quiet afterwards.
Yeah, the Crown and Cushion at Pennyhassett had a promotion on, according to Josh, so everyone with wheels went off there.
But not you?
No, Dad, not me.
Right. So, onward?
Sure.
Right. Onward.
The messages you sent. I'm sorry I didn't reply.
That's okay.
No, it's not. You must have wondered why.
Thought I must have said something wrong.
Oh, no, of course not.
Anyway, I was pleased when you got in touch with Helen and me, and I'm pleased to see you now.
Thanks.
Are you all right, Natasha?
All right.
You're looking... tell me if I'm being too personal, but... you look a bit thin in the face.
Oh, I've lost nearly a stone.
You've been ill?
Not unless a broken heart counts.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not mine. Well, kind of mine, but mostly his.
Well, there's no need to tell me
anything. I think I owe you an explanation.
You really don't.
We were together nearly 10 years. He thought it was time for us to get married, start a family, but kids are forever, aren't they? And
really, Natasha?
He's a primary school teacher. Terrific person, but I just felt it wasn't right. 10 years... I mean, 10 years. He was my best friend, and while it was all going on, he was so unhappy. Well, it seemed to be wrong to be exchanging text messages with another man, if that makes any sense.
Oh, I understand.
It's been horrible, actually. I'd rather be the dump than the dumper.
Oh, me too, any time.
On top of all the grief and the loss, there's this...
guilt?
You understand.
I've been there.
If I hadn't had the Nuffield speech to take my mind off everything, well, I think I would have just melted into a puddle. Sorry, I'm just going on a bit now. It's just been so horrible, and I've not spoken to anyone much because I feel so bad for hurting him. You're a good listener. Anyway, Helen will be wondering where I've... Thanks.
Well, thank you for coming to the farm. It's really good to see you again.
Yeah, you too.
They're all excellent dogs.
I don't know how you're going to choose.
No, it's tough. According to Farmer Barker...
Legend!
They've all had their basic training. They're all smart, eager to learn.
A bitch or a dog? Which do you think's best?
Well, I've known calms and crazies of both sexes.
Are we talking about dogs, or...?
Yes, Ben, we're talking about dogs.
See that one with the patch?
Lucy.
Looks like she's smiling at me.
Yeah, I see what you mean. She's a good-looking animal.
You think so?
Definitely.
Old Farmer Barker was pointing that one out. He said she's got a very calm temperament.
Yeah, that's important. What do you think of that one in the corner? She's got a sharp eye. Look at her, taking everything in.
Yeah.
I think he said her name was Bess.
Is she the one you're going to choose?
Well, for me, it's coming down to those three, I think. Midge, Bess or Lucy.
But you're going to choose Bess.
It's not down to me.
Well, you've got to check it out with Mum.
Nope. It's your decision.
Mine?
Well, if you're going to be training it, you should be choosing it.
I'm training it.
Would you like to?
Do you mean that?
Yes.
You think I'm up to it?
Yes, Ben, I do.
Thanks, Dad. Thank you.
My mum says to tell you lunch will be ready in 5 minutes. She's just whizzing up the soup.
I was just complimenting Natasha here on driving a tough bargain with Helen.
I think Helen was the tough one.
Watching them, Dad, it was like watching a pair of tigers circling each other.
Not sure I like that image.
Well, I've got to go. Apparently I'm on setting the table duties.
Tom says he took you for another tour of the farm.
Yes, he was telling me about some of the changes and I asked to have a look.
Oh, what did you think?
I think it's all really interesting.
Did he show you the agroforestry area he's got planned?
I had already seen it, but yes, he did take me again.
Oh, impressive, eh?
Yes.
Can I hear a butt in there?
No, but only a small one.
Which is?
We all do things differently.
Oh, which things?
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Which things are you thinking about?
Well, I suppose I'm wondering why he's going to do a couple of passes on the cultivator and then spread compost after planting.
I'm not sure I understand your point.
Well, I'd have thought he'd be better off getting a subsoiler in and then using the wood chip mulch. It's what I did.
Really?
I did a lot of research before I got started, and that seemed to be the simplest option. And I must say, I've had a very successful establishment of trees. Almost no losses at all.
You've been lucky then.
Possibly. It's just beginner's luck.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
But any experienced farmer will tell you that all farms are different.
Oh, of course.
And I'd say Tom knows the conditions here pretty well, having grown up on this land. And if he thinks two cultivations followed by compost is the way to go, then I think he's probably right.
Could be, but I thought I'd mention what I did.
Oh, I'm sure he appreciated it.
And then he took me to say goodbye to your Anguses.
Oh, lovely animals. I shall be sorry to see them go.
But you're looking forward to the Mont Belliards arriving?
Helen assures me they're what we need for the Bridge Farm dairy. Though I'll have to brush up on my O-level French if I want to talk to them. Yeah, things have to change. I understand that.
And if the Anguses aren't earning their place on the farm, well, farming's a business, after all.
Yeah, so they tell me.
She's settling down now, Dad.
Good.
Did you hear old Farmer Barker say we've made an excellent choice?
Not we, Ben. You.
Do you think he'd have said the same thing if I'd chosen one of the others?
Yeah, probably.
Did you mean it when you said I'm in charge?
Of course.
I don't want people making too much of a fuss of her.
Well, good luck with stopping them tonight when we get home.
She's not a pet, Dad. She's a working dog.
Yeah, and if Pip and Mum were bringing home a new dog...
Okay, I'll give them half an hour.
Ooh, it's very generous of you.
I don't want them spoiling her. I don't want her going soft.
No sleeping in the kitchen, then?
Definitely not.
What, not even tonight?
No. I've got to start the way I mean to go on. First thing, when we're back, is I'm sorting out the shed. And tomorrow, I'm starting on the training programme. We'll walk for an hour before I leave for college, and then when I get home, in the evening, another hour in the lanes. And then some time in the yard, getting her used to my walk and lie down commands.
Phew. You've done a lot of thinking.
I've started.
Well, I'm sure you'll mould her into a very fine animal.
That's the plan.
You know, Ben, when you concentrate, you are able to actually make a half-decent job of things.
Half-decent? I'll take that.
You know what I mean. It's like your exams in the summer. You put your head down, you got on with it, and you got the results.
Did okay, I suppose.
Well, I know we said it at the time, but your mum and I were very proud of you.
Thanks, Dad. Dad.
Uh-huh.
I really am sorry about last week.
Why did Will tell Brian but not me?
We were on home farm land. Rory was driving and he asked Will not to.
And after Will caught you, was that when the two of you decided to move on to Brookfield?
Yeah.
Right, well, thank you for telling me.
This one time we went out...
No. I'd really like us to just draw a line under all that stuff. You did it, we talked about it, I'm moving on. I want you to do the same.
Right. Okay. Thanks, Dad.
Concentrate on your new dog.
Right. Cheers. She is ace, isn't she?
Yes, Sam. She is.
She's a special girl. Yes, you are. Lie down, girl. Well done. Good girl, Bess.
This is such an exciting time for your farm.
Oh, that's what I think too. Certainly a lot going on.
Must be great to feel the farm's finding its way.
Well, yes, but I'm not sure we ever actually lost our way.
Oh, I think what Natasha means, Dad, it's a whole new direction.
Yeah, Tom, since we converted to organic, wouldn't you say we've always had a very clear direction?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Well, thanks both. I've had a fabulous day. Will you thank Helen and Pat again for me?
Of course.
I'll be in touch then.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
See you in Glasgow, Tony.
Yes.
Bye, Tom.
Bye.
Drive safely.
I will. And thanks again.
Bye, Natasha.
Bye.
Isn't she great, Dad?
Yes, she's very impressive.
Lexi! Over here, Lexi!
Roy! Hi! Oh. You didn't need to get so many balloons.
It's so amazing to see you.
Or red roses.
Well, and there's a poster in the car to say welcome home.
Why is it in the car?
Not enough hands to carry it. Oh, Lexi, it's so good to see you. Come here, I want to give you a great big hug.
I don't know how we're going to manage with all these balloons
and
roses.
Oh, welcome home. I've missed you so much.
I understand you had a visitor yesterday.
Tom's Nuffield friend, Natasha.
Good day.
Yeah, she's a remarkable young woman. Have you met her, Hannah?
Not personally, but Tom's told me all about her. Several times. He said you and Pat liked her a lot.
Yes. Not that it matters what we think, but she's very clever, full of ideas. That'll be the Nuffield course.
Tom seems nervous about his presentation in Glasgow.
Yeah, they were talking about it yesterday. I'm sure he'll be fine.
Well, I've told him he doesn't need to be nervous.
It's a big deal, though. From what I can gather, there's going to be a lot of the great and good in agriculture up there. A lot of people with a lot of letters after their names. That comes to £12.30, please.
Tom didn't give the impression it was that glamorous.
Oh, yes. Quite a glitzy affair, I believe. There's a reception, gala dinner, presentations, loads of drink and I don't know what. Pat's buying a new frock and there was talk of dressing me up in a dinner jacket. Of course, I soon put a stop to that. Here's your change. 20 makes 50, 50 makes 13, 2 makes 50.
Thanks.
Hi, Tony. It's not often we see you behind the counter.
Is it that time already?
Hello, Hannah. Hi. We were just talking about Tony's Nuffield shindig.
Oh, yes, in Glasgow. Very glamorous event from what I've heard. I'd go myself, but Justin's got some dull convention and we can't both leave Ruby. I'm sure you and Pat will have a great time, Tony.
Wow. Who knew? Thanks a lot. I'll see you.
Yeah, bye, Hannah.
I've left Mum in the car, Tony. Are you going to be long?
5 minutes.
I wanted to keep the heater on for her, but you know what she's like about leaving the engine running.
I don't want you wasting the petrol on me.
I don't know how she can stand it. I still haven't thawed out from last night.
Last night?
Oh, Linda's Canterbury Tales in the Brookfield Barn.
Oh, that must have been cold. Oh,
it wasn't just cold. It redefined the whole concept of cold. There was one puny gas heater for the whole barn, and Linda hogged it. And when I complained, she told me my goosebumps were all in the mind.
You should have walked out.
Well, I'd have missed a treat if I had.
A treat?
Jim turned up with a few small notes for Linda.
Notes?
Now, when I say a few, I'm employing the English art of understatement. He had little multicoloured flags on all the pages. He felt she should look at it.
And Linda's response to that was...
I couldn't do it justice if I tried. To say she was incandescent with rage is to employ...
The English art of understatement.
Quite. You know, at one stage, I was physically holding her back from hitting him.
Is that the English art of overstatement?
Certainly not. Oh, it was jolly good fun, actually.
Here we are. Home sweet home.
What's that smell?
Oh, I know you like a scented candle.
Kirsty's?
Mine. Well, yours now.
I've never seen the place looking so clean.
Wow, you're worth the effort.
It's like a different house.
Oh, I wanted to make it nice for you.
And there's another smell too. Is that Banitsa?
Yes.
Where did you find Banitsa for sale?
I made it.
Roy!
Well, no, it won't be as good as yours. But I found a recipe off the internet and made it this morning before I left for the airport.
What time did you get up?
Pretty early. Couldn't sleep anyway. I was too excited.
You've gone to so much trouble. You're such a good man.
Don't cry.
I'm not crying. I'm just very... I'm very touched.
You need a hug.
No, it's fine. I'll be fine. I'm just tired. I didn't sleep much last night either.
Want to have a little nap now?
Better to keep going, I think. Maybe a walk through the village?
Yeah, sure, if that's what you want. Let's go out for a walk.
I still think Chris is ready to come home.
Oh, I'm not sure, Mum. She didn't seem any better to me than when I visited her last week.
But I'm worried the longer she's in there, the more she'll lose her get up and go.
Yeah, but she kept saying she's still very nervous on her legs.
But there's nothing for her to be nervous about. Not with the new grab rails and everything.
Has Peter been in to visit recently?
I think he came at the weekend.
What does he think?
I'm not sure. Have you spoken to him, Mum?
He's of the opinion she should stay there as long as she wants.
But doesn't that sound reasonable?
He doesn't know her as well as I do. Chris needs chivy.
Oh, want a hand getting in, Mum?
Oh, yes, please, dear. If you could take my elbow.
That's it. Slowly does it.
She's far too young to be in the laurels.
She's 88 next month.
87, actually.
Maybe concentrate on getting in the car.
There's a lot more to age than years on the clock. Yeah. Oh, it's lovely to sit down. Thank you, dear.
Now for your legs.
I think I can manage my own legs, thank you, Tony.
Sorry.
When I'd visit Jack, I used to listen to some of the others talking. They'd say, oh, I like the activities here. Or, I like having my meals cooked. Or, I like it here because I feel safe. But the truth was, they were giving up. I don't want that happening to Chris.
It's so quiet in Ambridge. I'd forgotten. All the lights in the cottage windows and the pub. Oh, it's very lovely. Oh,
at least it's not raining.
Here's something I don't understand about the British. Why do you always talk about the rain?
Because our rain is our badge of honour. What?
It's strange. When I was at home, Ambridge felt like a dream. Almost as if I'd made it up. But now I'm back here, I feel the same about home.
Isn't this your home as well?
Shall we pop into the pub?
You want to check it's real?
No. I want a glass of wine.
Hello there.
Oh, hi, Hannah. Do you know Lexi?
I don't think we've met. Hi.
Hello.
I've heard about you, of course.
Who from?
Roy, mostly. We were on the same Halloween quiz team last week.
Yeah, at the ball?
Ah, yes. I remember you mentioned it.
He was more interested in talking about you than answering the questions.
Still came second, though.
Out of three teams, to be fair.
Hannah works at the big new pig farm. Barrow?
Ah, with Susan's husband, the lovely Neil.
Yeah. In fact, he's on sick leave at the moment.
Oh, I hope it's nothing serious.
It's just a bad back.
Oh, poor man. Well, that can be very painful.
Yeah, well, you have to be careful with backs, don't you? Well, nice to meet you.
You too.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Oh, there's a woman who loves her boss.
What do you mean?
You didn't listen to the way she talked about him?
She just said he had a bad back.
She said so much more than that, Roy.
Did she?
Yes. Sometimes you have to listen not only to what people are saying, but also to the things they're not saying.
A little more custard, Mum.
Oh, Lillian, you shouldn't tempt me.
Oh, come on. A little of what you fancy does you good.
Oh, perhaps just a bit.
It's kind of Jill to drop in this apple pie.
And it's been kind of you to stay and share it with me. Are you sure Justin doesn't mind you staying on for dinner?
You kidding? Permission to eat his supper on his lap in front of one of the dreary 50s war movies he thinks are so great. He's delighted.
She stayed on for a cup of tea. Jill, I mean. I think she was glad of an opportunity to talk about Elizabeth.
You know, I don't know how that girl's managing.
Same as the rest of us, I suppose. Day by day, one foot in front of the other. Jill's been worried about her, but she was saying she thinks she's starting to inch back to her normal self.
Have you heard about the problem at Lower Loxley last Friday?
Jill told me. But alongside everything else poor Elizabeth's had to deal with, it hardly registers as a problem.
That apple pie was divine.
How about another slice?
Oh, no, I couldn't eat another bite.
Nor me.
Shall we have a cup of tea?
Shouldn't you be getting home?
Well, if I time it right, Mum, Justin will already have taken Ruby out for her late-night tinkle.
And on the subject of tinkles, what did you think of the work on my downstairs loo?
It's coming along well.
It's going to be worth the disruption.
I don't know how you ever manage without one.
And it's going to make all the difference to dear Chris when she comes back.
Where's Kirsty?
She might have had an early night. Or maybe staying at Phillips.
Oh, I'm glad things are working out between them.
Are you surprised?
A little, with them being so different.
In what way?
Oh, come on, Roy. Different opinions, different ages, different backgrounds.
If anything, they seem closer than ever.
I'm pleased for them. So much has changed since summer.
There's been times, darling, when I wasn't sure I'd last these months without you.
I've been away a long time.
Yeah, I understand, really. Your girls needed to spend time with you.
And I needed to spend time with them. They're growing up so fast.
It's wonderful to have you back.
You're so kind to me, Roy.
If I am, it's because I love you.
I love you too, Roy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's been a very long day.
Let's hope I feel a bit more awake tomorrow. I've arranged to call the manager of the chicken factory.
You're going back there?
Well, maybe. If he has enough hours for me, we'll see.
Only we're staffing up for Christmas at Grey Gables, and I've had a word with Kathy. We'd be able to see more of each other. Have lunch together like last year. Everyone would be thrilled to see you back.
I did promise I'd call him.
Okay. So, how about this bonitza? Ta-da!
It looks really good.
Oh, you're just saying that.
I'm not. I'm really...
And I got a bottle of red we could open to go with it.
Actually, Roy, if you don't mind... Oh, that cheese.
You don't want any?
I'm absolutely shattered.
Just a tiny piece.
I'm sorry, but I need to be asleep.
Yeah, of course.
We can eat it tomorrow, maybe?
Yeah. Of course. Whatever you want.
Night, Roy.
Yeah, Lexi. Yeah, good night.
Does Elizabeth have the paper delivered to Lower Loxley, do you know?
I'm not sure.
So she might not have seen the article yet?
Possibly not.
Oh, she's not going to be happy when she does.
Poor Elizabeth.
That's exactly what Lexi said when I showed it to her. Poor Elizabeth, her very words. Did you know she was back?
Lexi?
Oh, Roy's lady friend.
Oh, no, I didn't know.
Lexi took three poppies, one for each of her jackets. Now, can I persuade you to take a couple?
No, I've got a poppy, thanks.
Only you don't appear to be wearing one.
No, it's on my other coat.
Why not take a leaf out of Lexi's book and get a couple more? To be on the safe side. It's in a very good cause, Shula. Well, you'll know that, won't you, with your Dan being in the army?
Yes, okay.
Oh, thank you, Shula. All donations gratefully received. Lovely. How generous.
Perhaps I'd better take an extra copy of the Echo in case Elizabeth has...
Good idea. Oh, poor Elizabeth.
Well, I suppose it's just tomorrow's chip wrapping.
Oh, but they've really gone in for the kill, haven't they? Mentioning Freddy like that. She won't be happy.
Can I pay for my butter and eggs then, please, Susan?
And the two copies of the Echo.
That's right. Mm.
Some of the words they've used in that article. I don't think it's right.
Don't you?
There again. I do understand people were very upset.
Only a few people.
Oh, as I understand it, it was more than a few. That's what it says in the paper.
Yes, well, people do love to climb on a bandwagon.
Mm. One of the mothers they've quoted, did you read it? Oh. She said she thought it was overpriced, overhyped and completely
misjudged. They wanted to publish my name, but I wasn't sure what the position was with me being a parish councillor, so I asked him to stick with a local mother speaks.
Maybe my phone got put out with the rubbish.
You're not still going on about that.
But it's been gone since Sunday, Emma.
I'm sure it'll turn up, Dad.
It's not the phone I need so much as my contacts. I've got to call everyone about ringing practice tonight. Oh, dear, Emma, it's not just my back that's going, it's my brain as well. I feel so old and useless.
And you're not old, and you're certainly not useless.
Well, it's how I feel. Your mum wants me to take it easy, but I can't while it's still missing. I've looked everywhere I can think of at least three times.
So, it's just a thought, but what about the tea towel drawer?
Well, why would I look there?
Well, it's just that sometimes mum pops things in there when she's tidying away.
Why would she tidy away my mobile?
You know what she's like on a Sunday when she's cooking. Don't always realise what she's doing. Do you want me to have a little look?
No, well, you can if you like, of course, but I'm telling you now, it won't be in there.
Let's just see, eh?
I must say, though, this is a lovely picture young Kira's drawn for me.
Yeah. She said it was to make your back feel better.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
It's her in a karate gi.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And what's that?
Her karate kit, Dad. Hmm? It's gi, for short.
Oh, yeah. Well, now you come to tell me I can see it, I think.
Oh, look, Dad. I was right. It's here.
My phone?
Yeah, turn it on for you, shall I?
What on earth was it doing in that drawer?
Oh, well, wouldn't worry about that. Main thing is you found it. There you go.
Oh, you're a star. I can't believe it was there all the time. My word. Look at all these messages.
Hello?
Sheila, hi, it's me.
Oh, Elizabeth, I'm glad you've called.
I just wanted to ask you again about Freddy.
It's like I told you last night, he seemed okay.
You're sure you're not just saying that to make me feel better?
No, I wouldn't.
Only I was hoping you might call again when you got in.
Oh, I was bushed. It was very late. I went...
Is he eating properly?
Yes, I think so. I didn't really ask him. Actually, Elizabeth, there's something
did
you...
Did he look as if he'd lost weight?
I don't know if you've seen the Echo
then
today.
You asked him, didn't you, if I could visit?
Oh, I did ask him, yes.
And what did he say?
I told you. He said he'd think about it.
Yes, yeah. Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Look, while I've got you on the line...
Oh, I'm sorry, Shula. Geraldine's here. She's wanting to go through some figures.
Oh, please listen. Have you got a copy of...
I can't wait to see you later on and hear more about Freddy.
Elizabeth!
Bye, Shula.
Oh.
Emma, hi.
Oh, Lee, sorry we're a bit late.
You're not late.
We are, very nearly.
Oh, we haven't started warm-up yet.
Oh, thanks. Kira's just getting ready.
Hey, there's no rush. Catch a breath.
Only the reason we're late.
You're not late.
I went to Bridge Farm to collect Henry.
Actually, I was wondering where he and Helen were.
Oh, she's got a meeting in Felpisham, so I offered to pick him up and bring him. But when I got to Bridge Farm, Henry weren't at home. Helen must have forgotten to phone me.
Oh, I just presumed she and Henry were coming.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hate being late for things.
Honestly, you're not late.
Oh, will you look at Kira trying to get her shoes off?
So,
I
about
better give
Henry.
Her a hand.
Right. Everyone, into lines, please. Warm up time.
But why on earth did you put it in the tea towel drawer?
I was going to ask you the same thing.
Oh. Neil, what sort of question is that?
Well, I don't remember putting it there.
Well, the main thing is you found it now.
Mm-hmm. Duncan's been trying to get hold of me all week. There were 2 voicemails, 3 emails and 5 texts.
You're on sick leave. He shouldn't have been contacting you.
Well, he's very upset.
You've never been talking to him.
Well, yes, of course.
Oh, Neil, you're supposed to be taking it easy.
I didn't even know Hannah had changed the rotor. Why didn't she tell me?
Because you're on sick leave.
Quite frankly, I don't understand why she felt she had to change it. It was working perfectly well the way it was.
Oh, well, I suppose she has to do what she thinks is right.
Look, she's not my replacement, Susan. She's only covering for me. Change as big as that, she ought to have run it past me.
She probably didn't want to bother you.
Well, Duncan had to get his lad to football on Sunday. He'd made the arrangement on the basis of the old rotor, which was entirely reasonable, but that made him 15 minutes late. But apparently Hannah didn't let him explain. She straight away docked him half an hour's pay and gave him a terrible dressing down.
Oh, right.
And then on Monday morning, because of roadworks, he was 5 minutes late and she went ballistic. Talked to him like he was a naughty kid at school. Told him he was going to have to sort himself out.
Oh, no, but, I mean, if he was late, she had warned him.
It's no way to talk to a grown man.
No, I dare say he told her so.
Well, yes. And then she told him she'd be docking him another 30 minutes pay, and next time it would be an hour, and he told her to stuff her job.
Oh. What did she say?
Well, I haven't spoken to her yet.
Well, just remember, there are 2 sides to every story, Neil. Might be that Duncan is exaggerating.
Oh, he's a good worker, Susan. One of the best.
But you're only getting his point of view.
He won't be easy to replace.
Well, fortunately, that's not your problem, is it? Because you're on sick leave.
Well, I've a good mind to phone her right now and tell her to phone...
You do no such thing, Neil Carter. You're supposed to be taking it easy.
Well, it's more to management, Susan, than fiddling with rotors.
Not everyone is blessed with the human touch like you are, Neil. So, what do you fancy for your tea? Lamb chops or salmon steaks?
Oh, no. Don't worry about me. I'll make do with a piece of toast.
You will not.
Well, it's ringing practice at 6:30.
You're never going to church.
It's only 3 days to Remembrance Sunday.
Is this some sort of joke?
Look, who else is going to organise them if not me?
But we talked about this earlier in the week. Christopher's prepared
to... It's not fair to ask Christopher. Look, I know he's been doing it for years, but it's a lot of pressure on such a solemn occasion. I'll get up slowly and get my...
Oh! Are you having a twinge?
Oh, I can manage. Don't worry. Oh, I'm fine.
Oh,
I'm fine.
Don't look fine.
A little walk and it'll go.
Oh, Neil, don't be ridiculous. You can't bell ring. You can barely stand up straight.
Well, I promised, Susan.
You'll do yourself a worse injury.
Oh, I might just stop a moment. Oh, that's painful.
That's it. Stand still a minute. Mm-hmm. Now, think about your breathing.
Hmm?
In through the nose. Hold it for 3, 2, 3, and out through the nose. 2, 3. In. 1, 2, 3. That's it. You carry on breathing and I'll go and call Christopher.
No.
Yes.
Then tell him I'll be better by Sunday.
I'll do no such thing. He's taking charge of the ringing tonight, I'll tell him. And he'll be doing it on Sunday and all.
Oh, Susan! Oh.
2 minutes, Kira, and I want you by the door with your coat on and your shoes done up.
Emma, could you drop an info sheet in for Helen and Henry? It's about the grading next week.
Oh, yeah, sure. Though I don't think they're going to need it, Lee.
Why not?
Well, Helen just texted me saying that Henry probably won't be coming again.
Oh.
Yeah. Apparently don't like karate no more. Don't ask me why.
I think I might know. Something happened at the end of class last week.
Oh, really?
Well, I asked Kira to help me clear up, but Henry wanted to do it and he pushed her out of the way.
Oh, yeah. I remember Helen telling me something about that.
So I took him aside and had a few words with him.
Well, Kira mentioned it, so it can have been a big thing.
Well, I didn't think so. Just the normal telling off. But he took it quite badly and Helen went really quiet, so I think I might have overstepped the mark.
Thing about Helen is she's a very... I'm sure it weren't your fault.
Will you be seeing her at all?
I suppose she might be at Bridge Farm when I drop this note off.
Could you do something for me?
Of course.
Will you tell her that if I offended her, will you tell her I'm sorry?
Why have they mentioned Freddy?
I don't know.
The ancestral home of imprisoned drug dealer Frederick Pargeter. Oh, honestly, Shula, imprisoned drug dealer? What's that got to do with anything? How dare they? I'm going to contact the editor and complain.
I think you'd better read on, Elizabeth. There's other stuff in the article that's potentially more damaging.
He made a mistake, Shula, and he's being punished for it. He doesn't deserve this sort of vicious character assassination.
Read the next paragraph.
Yeah, I'm not going to let them get away with this. I'm just not.
Please, Elizabeth, read it.
This fiasco comes in the wake of a string of recent troubles at the beleaguered Stately Home conference venue, including the loss of their alcohol licence and the cancellation of several important bookings. How do they know about these things?
Well,
I mean, who's behind this nonsense? Oh, our source. Well, there's a surprise. Because it's all rubbish. These stories of weeping children, they've made it sound so much worse. If it hadn't been for Roy Tucker fanning the flames with his talk of refunds. Oh, I don't believe this. They quoted him. The management at Lower Loxley are anxious to address all complaints. How dare he speak for us?
I expect he was just trying to calm things down.
Yeah, she didn't even tell me there were reporters there. She should have told me. This is absolutely the last thing I needed, Shula. And it's all Geraldine's fault.
Morning, Roy.
Hello there.
Saw you in yesterday's paper.
Oh, Jolene, don't. See, what I was trying to do was pour oil on troubled waters, and all I managed to do was incur the wrath of Elizabeth Pargeter. Oh, she's been leaving some blistering messages on my phone.
No, try not to worry. It'll blow over soon enough.
Can't be soon enough. Do you think I ought to steer clear of Kenton?
Oh, don't be silly. He understands you was trying to do the right thing.
So only Lexi and I arranged to meet here at dinner time.
Well, Kenton won't be here anyhow. He's meeting up with an old friend in Felpersham. How is Lexi anyway?
Yeah, she's fine. Really good.
Right. Settling back in.
Oh, yeah. Like she's never been away. Hey, so what's this area about Joe Grundy applying to be your new barn?
Oh, you've been talking to Bert Fry.
Toby Joe reckons he's a shoo-in for the job.
Well. He would be, of course. Except I couldn't actually read his CV. Anyhow, it's too late. We've already started interviewing.
Oh, you don't hang about.
I can't afford to, Roy. Before we know it, we'll be in the middle of the Christmas rush.
Oh, Christmas, eh?
You and Lexi made any plans yet?
No. Bit early still, Jolene. She's still settling back into Ambridge.
You weren't even aware of this article?
As I said, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I accept that perhaps I should have done, but...
Perhaps.
It's very unfortunate.
Yes. And unfortunately, it's down to you.
Well, actually, I...
This theatrical troupe, the...
Yes?
Did you check they were suitable for a family audience?
If you recall, Elizabeth, it was all a little last minute.
Yes or no, did you check if they were suitable?
Well, I certainly explained to them that we were expecting a family audience.
And did you question them in detail about the act they were proposing to present?
Not in detail.
So you believed what they told you?
Well, why wouldn't I?
Did you follow up any references?
Well, if you remember, we were in a bit of a hole.
Oh, so that's a no?
As you know, it was all rather last minute, and... And yes, I understand. People were upset, and that's unfortunate.
Well, your neglect in your duty has placed Lower Loxley in a very, to use your word, unfortunate position.
I wouldn't necessarily agree. It was.
So my question now, Geraldine, is how do you propose to retrieve this unfortunate situation?
Would you like me to draft a press release?
Well, that would be a start, I think. On my desk as soon as possible. Yes.
Hey, Hannah.
Are you doing anything for lunch?
Well, nothing special. Why?
I need a drink.
Well, that sounds ominous.
I've just had Neil giving me an earful on the phone. See you at the Bull.
Sure.
1 o'clock. Don't be late.
Oh, they're beautiful, both of them. What do you say their names are?
This one's Nevenia, and this is Violetta. Oh. So grown up. How did that happen?
Oh, tell me about it.
This picture was last week. We had a Halloween party at home.
By the look of it, you had a lot more fun than we did at Halloween.
Really?
Yeah, the bonfire night was quite an awe.
Hiya.
Hello there, Roy. What can I get you?
Oh, half a cider, please, and whatever Lexi's having.
Oh, no, I don't need another drink yet. Thank you, Roy.
Oh, right, one for yourself, Jolene.
Oh, thank you very much.
So, how'd it go this morning?
With Ian and Adam?
Yeah.
They're both a little withdrawn at first. But they brightened up when I asked when they wanted to make our next appointment at the fertility clinic. They admitted to me later that they thought I'd come to tell them I was backing out. But I said to them, when I make a commitment, I stick to it. I said I'd come back, and here I am.
Hey, what were you showing Jolene just now on your phone?
She asked if I had any pictures of my girls.
Could I have a look?
Yes, of course. You've seen pictures of them before.
I haven't seen these pictures before.
They're recent ones.
Oh, this is a good one. Mm-hmm. When was it taken?
A few weeks ago, we had a little party for Violetta's birthday.
Never seen you look so happy.
The Lower Loxley management is happy that the overwhelming success of the week as a whole gave so much pleasure to so many people. As always, we are grateful to our customers for their continued feedback and look forward to welcoming everyone back to Lower Loxley for our legendary Christmas event, Deck the Hall.
That's it?
Yes. What do you think?
Well, it's very short and...
I thought it might be slightly too long.
You haven't mentioned Freddie.
Why would I do that?
Did you actually read the article, Geraldine?
I didn't think it was a good idea for Lower Loxley to sound offensive. So, are you happy for me to send this out?
Well, I don't like the word grateful. It makes us sound so weak. I mean, the whole thing is very bloodless. Please don't smile. I wasn't making a joke.
I'm sorry.
We need to be more robust. Look, Radio Borsuch has invited us to put our point of view in a live interview this afternoon.
You refused, of course.
Why would I do that?
Because any journalist is going to dig all the dirt they can find. Elizabeth, I can't recommend strongly enough that you do not go on the radio.
Oh, well, I'm not going on the radio.
Right. Well, good.
You are.
Me?
Oh, you created this mess, Geraldine. It's up to you to put it right.
While I accept, Elizabeth, that I was the person to book the actors...
Yeah, without doing any proper research.
I was filling a hole in the Halloween programme caused by you, neglecting to confirm the act you had previously booked. With respect, I recommend that we neither go on the radio nor send out this press release, but rather we draw a line and we move on.
We can't allow our critics to go unchallenged.
The best way to challenge criticism is to improve.
Thank you for your recommendation, Geraldine. However, I would still like you to go on the radio this afternoon. I've told the producer you can be there by 4 o'clock.
Then I'm afraid you'll have to tell them you've made a mistake because I won't be there.
Perhaps you don't understand me, Geraldine. This isn't in the nature of a request.
It's a what? An order?
I would be extremely grateful if you could do as I ask and then, as you say, we can draw a line and move on.
As you know, Elizabeth, I'm supposed to give a month's notice, but given that I'm currently owed 5 weeks' leave, I'm sure you'll agree it's probably best if I go straight away.
What? You can't do that.
I think you'll find I can. Before I leave my office, I'll make sure my files and paperwork are up to date.
Geraldine.
Goodbye, Elizabeth.
You can't walk out on me. Come back!
Does Neil want you to take Duncan back on?
We didn't go that far. He just said he wondered if we might have handled the situation differently and we might reconsider.
We?
Of course we're not going to reconsider. Oh, let's not waste any more breath on him. How's your prep going for Glasgow?
Well, I could give you a sneak preview tonight.
Actually, about Glasgow, what you were saying the other night about me coming to see you...
At the conference?
I've looked at the diary at work and I reckon I can book in the time off. I quite fancy the idea of putting on a nice dress for a change, mixing with the farming elite, drinking some decent wine. I'm guessing it will be decent.
Well, you want to come now?
Is it too late to change my mind?
Well...
Have you already given the ticket to someone else?
No. No, it's not that. But what you were saying about my mum and dad reading too much into it if you came...
Oh, I can cope with your parents if you can.
But I think maybe you had a point.
Oh. Well, OK. No worries.
And, Natasha will be there.
But wasn't she going to be there when you asked me the other night?
Well, that was before she visited the farm.
And now you think you're in with a chance with her.
Sorry, it's not that I don't...
No, there's no need. I understand. You don't want her thinking you and me are anything more than housemates. I completely get it.
Do you mind?
Well, I'm obviously heartbroken, but I reckon I might survive.
Thanks.
Don't look so worried.
Well, so this evening, Johnny's out at a party in Felpersham. Reckons he'll be sleeping over. So what do you think? Takeaway, the sneak preview we were just talking about? And then...
Sorry, Tom. It'll have to be another time, because I've made plans.
Are you okay about being back?
Yes.
But you're missing the girls?
Of course I am.
Is that all?
What do you mean?
I don't want to rush you, Lexi, or put any pressure on you. I mean, it's great just having you back, but... Since you've been back... We've hardly... We haven't... You know...
We have to get used to each other again, Robbie.
Yes, you're right.
You're such a lovely man.
You keep saying that.
Because you are lovely. You're really special, but it's a lot to take in, being back here and everything. It's not you. Honestly. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes, yes, of course.
Can I have a word, Geraldine?
Of course, Elizabeth. Do come in.
Thank you. I've come to apologise. I think you're right. The radio isn't a great idea.
OK.
And I wanted to say the press release you've drafted is spot on.
Would you like me to send it out before I leave, or would you prefer to do it yourself?
Well, actually, I was wondering if you might reconsider. I know things have been... Well, I've been up and down. And you've been... Well, perhaps I haven't told you, but you've been invaluable.
Thank you.
I don't know how I'd have managed without you.
OK.
Please stay. Geraldine, will you?
I appreciate you coming in, Elizabeth. Believe me.
And I appreciate everything you've done for me and the business.
The thing is, I've enjoyed my time here very much. But in recent months, since Freddie... Well, I've worked late every evening. Come into the office most weekends. First thing, every morning, I'm...
You've been amazing.
I'm tired.
We can sort this out. I can sort it out.
Last Friday wasn't my fault, Elizabeth.
You're absolutely right. I'm completely wrong to have blamed you in any way. The responsibility was all mine. It won't happen again. I can assure you of that. Please stay. If it's a question of salary...
I've been here so long. I feel as if I want a new challenge.
Well, anything you like, Geraldine, anything.
There is one thing.
Anything you want, please just ask.
Can I depend on you for a reference?
You're really going to leave me?
You've been wonderful to me, Elizabeth.
You can't leave.
I've learnt so much from
Please
you.
Please don't do this. Please stay.
I'm sorry.
But Geraldine, how can I manage without you?
We'll be right back. Hello, I'm Tina Dehealy, and alongside Matthew Price, we host the Beyond Today podcast from the BBC. Each weekday, we will tackle some of the biggest news stories with help from some of the best and most informed journalists in the BBC. This is the news podcast that jumps right in to give you that little bit more. So make sure you head over to the BBC Sounds app and search for Beyond Today and subscribe. If you'd like to join in the chat, make sure you use our hashtag BBC Beyond.